Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Somebody said to me that judgment, people judge people every day, right? Yeah, that's right. People judge people every day. And in the society now, they try to get this new mantra. Well, it's not all that new, but it's been ongoing for the last 20 years or so. You know, this new mantra that is, you know, or should I say a new saying that's, you know, a philosophy that goes with people here in America, but especially now that they're trying to embed this deeply in black people, this don't judge people, don't judge. Don't judge people. You know, you hear that's the black man and black woman favorite line, don't judge me. Who are you to judge me? Only God could judge me. Only God could judge me. Tupac said that one time, only God could judge me. Well, that nigga dead now, so I guess God judged him. God judged him as unfit to be here to have physical life. He served no purpose. You know, you decide for yourself. Thug life, you know, coast, west coast, confusion, black men killing each other, promoting that. Could a person like this actually serve God, serve in the evolution of God's intelligence on earth? Obviously not. Obviously God didn't think so. That's why he allowed him to die like that. Hard as it is for people to say that, God judges people every day. Man's judgment don't matter. Though it is natural for us to make judgments against people. I hear black woman said to us, she tell me, oh, you know, you're not supposed to judge people. You ain't supposed to judge people. Don't judge people. I said, you make judgments every day. You judge who your children play with, who you want them around, who you don't want them around. You judge who you're going to talk to and who you don't talk to, who you're not going to talk to. You judge, you know, the men you're going to lay down with versus the men you're not going to lay down with. So you make judgments every day. You just call them choices, but those are judgments. That's a nice way of saying judgments. You judge who you're going to be with and who you're not going to be with. Problem is, the black men and the black women make bad judgment calls. That's a part of the curse or the punishmental judgment on our people, that we make bad judgment calls. That's part of the punishmental curse on our people, that we don't make smart decisions in life. Right? That's part of it. That's why people are able to control and rule us and be over us and supplant us wherever we go, why we can't come together. Why we can't come together for dear life, which we need to succeed in the world. We don't understand that we are not, or we cannot survive out here as individuals. But because of the ignorance that is over our mind, the punishmental ignorance, where we can't see that, that is a form of judgment rendered by God. When you see the black man getting shot down here, when you see him getting disrespected in the world, when you see that he's made a joke out of in the world, that's punishment from God. That's judgment from God. Since you decided to disconnect yourself from the mind of God, from the intelligence of God, now you're under punishment. Now you're under punishment. You're severed from God's intelligence. That's the judgment. That's why the white man was allowed to supplant you. That's why he was allowed to come into power and do what he does to you. And you run under him. And you beg him for justice. You can't look to God for justice. Who does the white man ask for justice in the world? He doesn't ask himself for justice. He takes justice. He's allowed to take justice into his hands because he's been judged by God for the time being to rule a planet. Right? People can sit up here and say, oh, that don't even sound right, brother. You stand up for the white man. I don't care what you say. We don't care about your judgment. You niggas don't matter. In your judgment don't matter about nothing. What black men and black women think don't even matter no more. You know, you didn't get the memo that, you know, your opinions on things don't mean a damn thing. Okay? Your judgments don't mean nothing anymore. Your judgments have been deemed impotent, without power. That's why the white man is able to judge you in his courtrooms, and his judgments in his courtrooms decide where your life is going to be, whether it's going to be spent in a cage for the rest of your life or walking free. Why does his judgment carry power? His judgment carries the power of God over your life, over life and death, everything about you. His judgment is allowed to carry power on the planet, and yours is not. Why? Because he's keeping the law and the order of God. You black men drop the ball. You black women drop the ball. You don't even keep a law and an order over yourself. You don't even have any respect for yourselves. So you've been rendered powerless. The judgment is to take or disconnect all power from you. That is the judgment, to disconnect all power from you, to watch you be hopeless as a people, to be helpless as a people. He was putting power over you because when you were given authority over the beast, you didn't want it. You wanted to mix your seed with the beast. You wanted to lay with him. You wanted to mix your seed with his woman. You wanted to adopt their philosophy, their religious belief, this we all the same mentality. And they sat there and promoted that to you. When God told you through his many prophets not to mix your seed with mankind, so what was the judgment from God? You were allowed to be supplanted, and you were allowed to go under the beast. You were allowed to go under the very people that he told you to keep government over. So since you didn't listen to that, they turned around and obeyed God's law and did the same thing to you. They supplanted you, just like they supplant you today in your neighborhoods. You know how when you black people sit up here and y'all don't keep your neighborhoods clean, you allow everything to go on in your neighborhood, you allow drug dealing to go on in your neighborhood, you allow a prostitute, whatever, all kind of filth and foulness to go on in your neighborhood, right? Y'all don't stick together. Y'all won't come together. You all got opinions and other philosophies that you adopted from the white man. So then you let your neighborhoods go to hell, filth and everything all over the corner. So then what happens? The white man moves in, and his woman, they coming in jogging and everything, trying to stay in shape. They clean up the neighborhood, nice restaurants coming and things like that. And then you mad when you getting put out and you getting overpriced out because you were put first and you didn't want to be first. You wanted to be last. You didn't want to keep up your part of the bargain as the first receiver of God's intelligence. You didn't want to do that. You broke the law, and you continue to break the law. You continue to be rebellious. You continue to be rebellious. You continue to go under or try to escape the judgment of God. Look at your life. Look at your life. Look at all the negative and bad things that happen to you in your life. That's judgment. The black woman get treated like a whore by every man. She finds no real success in life. She keep getting run into all these disadvantages because of dealing with the type of men she dealing with. And then she go to the church and pray and say, oh, God, forgive me. And then she go through the same thing all over again with the same nigga. Different face, same outcome. And she don't understand. She don't get it. She don't get it. She don't get that that's part of the punishment and that's part of the judgment, that you will continue to go in circles with the same thing over and over again with the same negative outcome until you learn your lesson. You never learn your lesson. You never learn. God gives you a chance to redeem yourself always. I tell my people, y'all been given a chance through mentalect to redeem yourself, to become God's chosen people again. But y'all don't think that's real. You think this is just something. You think this is a joke. Even my own people sometimes think I'm playing. I had people come to class yesterday, show up in class where I haven't seen in a long time, a good while, and they thought that it was okay to show up after not saying anything. We supposed to be in the street doing the work of God, finding our people, doing the work of Amun, the true and living God, finding our people, finding his elect. That should be your only purpose in the world. If you heard this message, it was meant for you to come home, right? So what happens when you don't come home? What happens when you don't do the work of God? You tossed out. Go back amongst the niggas. Go back amongst the black race, right? Go back amongst them. Don't use us as a church. This is not a church. This is a state. A station is being set up here to pull in God's intelligence. Straight up. Don't use us as a church. Don't use us as a place to show up when you feel like it. Because serious work is being done here. It's going to be done greater here. And I would rather disassociate myself with the people who are not about the work, who want to play games, who got other interests. See, because once you go back out in the world, and I tell people this all the time, once you go back out in the world, ain't no coming back. You know, no coming back. You're going to go back into the world of rotation. Go back. And everything that you do, once you go back into the world, once you heard the truth and you decide to turn your back on the truth and go back in the world and act like a regular Negro, you're going to pass off. Just like them, you're going to be judged. You were the ones that were supposed to bring the truth forward. You were supposed to be the truth bearers, the light bearers. That's why you heard the message, not because it was for you to get your mind blown. The black man and black woman have already been judged. They finished. That's it. The black man and black woman have already been judged all over the planet because you were disobedient to God. You were disobedient, and you still being disobedient. That's what you're going to do. You still ain't learning your lesson. You were disobedient to God. And I'm not talking about the God in religion. I'm not talking about the God in Christianity. So don't go running to your churches and think, well, I'm saved, so I'm obeying God. No, you're not saved from anything, black woman and black man in the Christian church. You're not saved from anything. Right? That God that you praying to and that you running to, that Jesus that you praying to, is not the real God. That's why you notice all the low lives in the church. If it was really if the true God was in the church, if God was truly in the church or connected to the church, all the low lives couldn't be there. That's a sign that you're not dealing with the real God, because you around a bunch of people who are not the chosen people of God. You're around the degenerates. You're around the homosexuals and the lesbians and everything else under the sun, the pedophile, the undercover pedophile, and the guys who just there to meet women, or the guys there to trying to get money. That's what you around. Or you black women who fake, you got perms and all this nonsense and wigs on your head. You're not God's people. That's the false god of the beast that you worship, and that Jesus Christ. Or you Muslims who around the Arabs, who you sharing a religion with the Arabs, who smoking cigarettes and hashish, the same ones who enslaved you. You were thrown under the judgment of these people. You were allowed to be amongst these filthy people and their filthy practices and their false gods. You went right up under it. You were allowed to go up under your slave masters, the white man and the Arab, and share their gods and their false religions. So now this is the judgment that God has placed on your people, that judgment of ignorance, right? Because since you wanted to be with the beast and wanted to believe that you're part of these people and mix your seed with the other tribes and the other people, you allowed to go up under these people. Because the true people are going to be following God, the true elect people. It's going to be few and far in between. God knew that. That's why he said in the book of Revelation, the 144,000, a small number out of the world. Because only a small number are going to follow the intelligence of God. These are the people that will escape the judgment, because they will be following the intelligence of God. They will be the light bearers for their people. They will go out and reach out and find their people. You people who are out here in the world talking about, yeah, only God could judge me. Like I said, you going through things in your life. You keep your kids all out of control. Like I said, you going through money problems. You going through all the things. You going through different baby daddies and all this other stuff like that. All this drama. No baby. No husband. No man. No none of this stuff. That's your judgment. That's your judgment for your old life. So now you ask for light. And you're given light, and what do? You start acting the old way again. You start acting the old way again. New roads will not be blazed for you. New trails will not be blazed for you. You will go back in circles again. You will meet the same people again, the same men again. You will meet those same people because you refused to move forward, because you didn't like what was being presented to you in the new world, on the new road. You didn't like that. So you're going to go right back in the circle. That's the judgment. you're going to go right back in the circle of madness. That's the judgment. The black race will continue to go through perpetual slavery under the beast. They will continue to be the people last on the totem pole. They will continue to be supplanted in their neighborhoods. They will continue to serve people, and people will come and get rich off of them and feed off of them like parasites. They will continue that. They will continue in that state of ignorance. They will continue to cry out for justice to the white man, and he'll turn his back on them like he always do. They will continue to beg for sovereignty and civil rights or whatever the hell the black man begging for in 2013, and he will still get rejected. They will continue to run to the white man, and they will run past God because it's not meant for them to go to God because they've already turned their back on God. They've already turned their back on God in favor of man. The man who answers to God. So they have to go under man. They have to go to the white man, who will pay them no attention, who will turn their back cold on them. That's the judgment. That's the judgment. This will continue to happen with our people, right? Because we once had random connection with God. We was beyond the judgment. We didn't have to go through the judgment because we was doing what we were supposed to be doing. The only time you go into judgment is when you stop doing what you're supposed to be doing. Then you're going to be judged. Now the white man has authority in his court systems and his courtrooms to judge you. He judges you now. He has authority over you. When God was supposed to have authority over you. So now he exercises authority through the beast over you. That's how that goes. That's how you black men are going to keep getting shot down in the hood by the police or by each other. That's judgment. That's how you black men and black women are going to keep getting STDs and, you know, having babies out of wedlock and being baby mamas and things like that. That's the judgment. That's why y'all going to continue to do bad. The people who want God's people are destroyed, man. They destroyed. They are destroyed mentally, physically, and soulfully. They're destroyed. Why? Because they're disconnected from the true power of God. And I'm not talking about you, again, I'm not talking about you people in the church. You people are disconnected. I'm not talking about you people in the mosque, the Muslims, or the Christians, or the Israelites. You people are not connected to God. A sign of that is that y'all still reading old books. Like I said, God did not deem you worthy. God judged you, and he did not see that you were fit to receive his new intelligence to move you forward. That's why y'all got to go run in the Bible and read a bunch of old books and try to live off of the lives of old people, people that died a long time ago or who have never existed in the first place. You got to go back and try to find some kind of power in that. Why? Because God has not given you his word today. He has not sent his message to you. He has not inspired you or enlightened you with his future intelligence to move forward. That's when a people have been deemed worthy to receive God's intelligence. The blessed people, the blessed people, they are receiving light moving into the future. That's why they receive prophecy. What prophecy is the black man and black woman receiving today? None. They still got they got a bunch of hustling ass reverends who sitting around here reading about out of a bunch of old books telling them times are going to get better and prosperities are coming and Jesus is coming in your life and the Lord going to give you money and he's going to promise you and the Lord got you and whatnot. That's a bunch of BS. That's a bunch of nonsense. He allowed the Most High, Amen, he allows these hustlers to come amongst you and rob you, right? You black men got it, like I said, even the new thing where you black men throwing the onks on now, you talking about ancient Egypt, you throwing the onks on, you just as dead as those people in religion. You just as mentally dead as the people in religion. You onk wearers, right? You fez wearers. You got to go backwards. You got to go backwards to a bunch of dead people and try to connect with them and follow their laws and principles and think it's going to work for you. But how is it working for you? How is that working for you? It's not working for you. It is not working for you. See, there has to be judgment. There has to be judgment. You have to judge because the mental of a people, God judges the mental of a people in order, and he decides whether these people are fit to move forward and receive his message. If they're not mentally right, based on that judgment, then he will discontinue them. He will allow them to die. And he will bring about a new people. I'm going to give a message to my people in the state of Mentel. Those of you who didn't show up, those of you, the people, and I'm making the personal message because it is personal. Those of you who are not doing what you're supposed to do, I will get rid of you. I will get rid of you and start again with new people. The people who think they got something better to do in the world, I will show you better than I could tell you. Because it's getting serious, and it's been serious, and now it's getting even more serious. Because the new people will do the work. If I got to flush the commode and get clean water, I will do it. Why? Because it's not personal. It's about Amen, and it's about the intelligence of Amen. And I'm not going to be able to get the right frequency if I got the wrong people. See? That's why God got rid of all the people on the planet. You look at the stories, and like I said, use this as a symbolic story or an analogy of the whole Noah story. Use those stories as symbolism for today. Just use them as symbolism. Why God destroyed everybody on the planet except Noah and his people. Except for Noah. Right? And he took some animals and whatnot. He destroyed the earth, and he was going to replenish the earth with new people. Same thing today. Same thing. Yeah, that's real. Because God got rid of the dinosaurs, right? Because the dinosaurs no longer serve the purpose. He made a judgment on the dinosaurs. God said the dinosaurs were not fit to be here anymore because he wanted to bring about a new life, a new manifestation, a new creation of life on the planet. So he got rid of the dinosaurs. Dinosaurs have been here for millions of years, living their life. The dinosaurs been here longer than people. Dinosaurs was living their life, you know, whatever the dinosaur life is. They was chilling, they was having sex, they were laying, you know, on the planet, just ruling the planet. They had their own little form of government, you know, though it was primitive, they had their own little form of order. But God decided to bring about a greater order, a higher order of people in his image and after his likeness. He utilized the dinosaurs for what they could be utilized for, and then he got rid of them because they were not fit to continue. However, he kept a remnant of the dinosaurs on the planet. That's why you got your Komodo dragons, you got your iguanas, you got your snakes, you got your horses who are a remnant of the dinosaur, your horses. You got certain remnants of the dinosaurs, but as the dinosaurs, the big ones, he got rid of them. He scaled them down. And God scaled down people. He allows the white man, the elite, to kill off the people on the planet. He allows it. He allows the white man to kill off the majority of the people on the planet through created so-called natural disasters. He allows that to happen. Who do you think gave man the technology to do that? So when you're sitting up here crying about the Illuminati or whoever secret society you believe in, killing off the people and sponsoring death in Africa, sponsoring death and, you know, famine and this place, the famine and that place and whatnot. When you see that happening, understand that that is based on the intelligence of God. God made a judgment on those people. Those people cannot serve God in the future, so he allows man to get rid of them. He allows mankind, his created, to get rid of them because they cannot serve God in the future. They cannot serve as the receivers of God's intelligence in the future. It's like anything. And like people say, oh, that sounds cold, brother. That sounds cold. It's real. It's real. God, that you keep believing this nonsense about God is love, God is love, God is love. No, God is not love. God is not hate. God is necessity and God is necessary. Right? God is necessary. There's a word I want to use that slips my mind right now. Right? God is necessary. He deals with people who are necessary in his plan of evolution. If you're not necessary in the plan of God's evolution, Amen's evolution, then you're going to be gotten rid of. You're going to be gotten rid of. You're going to be made and you're going to be judged as mentally unfit to receive the intelligence of God, and you're going to be gotten rid of. And that's the same judgment I'm going to make through the power of Amen about all the people that are coming into the state of Mentel. If you are not mentally fit to serve in this evolution of Amen to raise his people, then get away from us. Don't come around us no more. Messages are going out to people. I don't need you to come around me. I don't need you. I don't need you giving me any money. I don't need you to come around me and do nothing for me. You're not doing me no favors. I'll totally break it down and go to a whole other state, a whole other city, and start all over again. Right? Cut off radio broadcasts, all that. And rebuild with real people if I got to. Don't matter. I don't have no love for nobody. It's not about no love. Love is only reserved for the people who are doing the right thing. That's the love is reserved for, the people who are soldiers. People who've been there, are going to put the work in and not going to have excuses. People don't have, who are not caught up in the world. People who don't have other interests. People who don't want to sit around and do things with the human race. The people who are caught up in the people who are damned. Because I tell you this, you people who are sitting up here, you listen to this message, you go, that's good. You know, because I got a core following and a core group of listeners here. But raw and uncut, you people who still got other interests in the world, you still want to lay with the people in the world who are not of God, you're going to die with those people. Because they got a death aura on them. You got that girlfriend out there who you just love so much, but she don't want to listen to the message. Or you got your homeboys who listen, but you know they don't really want to listen. Yo, the hell with them, man. The hell with them. They already dead, man. They're already dead. They're dead mentally. So physically, it's about to follow. Trust that. Trust and know that. I ain't going to say trust and believe. Trust and know that. Because what good is a dead light bulb? What good is a burnt out light bulb when you can replace that burnt out light bulb with one that will house the light or the intelligence of God? Would you keep a burnt out light bulb around? Would you keep something around that's useless, that can't serve any purpose to you? That's how God sees man. That's how God really sees man and woman. You don't serve no purpose to God. The white man right now serves more of a purpose to God than you. Black man and black woman, you don't serve no purpose to God. That's why you being allowed to be gotten rid of on the planet. That's why you being allowed to be supplanted all over the earth. Why Africans are being killed in Africa. That's the will of God. People say, oh, brother, that's messed up. How are you going to say that, brother? That's wrong. Yeah, like I said, I'm not driven by your emotion or your feeling. I don't give a damn how you feel about it. When your 14-year-old son or your 12-year-old son or your 13-year-old daughter or whatever gets killed or dies or whatever, I don't care if they white, black, whatever. That's the judgment of God, man, because obviously God decided that child serves no purpose in the future. That child serves no purpose in the future, and a lot of times that has to deal with the person that you've chosen to lay down with. That has to deal with the person you've chosen to lay down with, but you don't want to hear that reality. You want to hear that God is love and God loves everybody while you still going around here being a damn zero. Or you still going around here thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm taking care of my kids and that's enough. No, that's not enough. That's not enough. Oh, I'm a good person, so, you know, that's not, you know, I'm good with God. No, you're not good with God. No, you are not good with God. See, that's what they teach you in religion. Because in religion, they want to produce a bunch of degenerates. They want to produce a bunch of low lives and a bunch of people who could just live with being substandard people, not upstanding people, not supreme people. See, they don't produce supreme people in religion. They don't do that. They produce a bunch of substandard servants in religion, where you just okay working on your little job for 40 years, and you're going, you know, hopefully you get a pension. Hopefully, like I said, your daughter don't turn into a whore, your son not a homo, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, you just hoping to God that, you know, everything going real. You just make it through the day and let the Lord take care of everything else, and let the Lord pay my bills, and let the Lord just give me strength and let me, yeah. That's not the real God. That's the false god of man. That's the false god of religion. Meanwhile, the people that are sitting in judgment over you, the people that are sitting in beautiful homes and palatial homes, the people that are sitting in judgment, controlling the police force, controlling the government, controlling all these things, these people are in tune with God. Why did God put them in judgment or in power over you? Why did God allow them to go into power over you? See, the people in religion, they don't even think like that. See, they're trained in religion not even to think like that. They're not trained to think that the true people who are in tune with God are the people who are actually in control of the government, of the planet, of the country. These are the people that are in tune with God. That would make sense if you think about it. But you people who are sitting around here powerless because they tell you in Christianity that some Jesus, you know, he was some vagabond, and he had like a bunch of 12 men, and they was vagabonds, and they was in Rome, and they was like he got crucified by the Romans, who were the real government. They tell you this whole vagabond story to get you to accept your condition of powerlessness. This is what they tell you. They tell you this idea of God dealing with people who have no power, people in the ghettos. God loves the sister in the ghetto with the 4 kids and the 5 kids and the 10 kids and the 11 kids and a bunch of kids. God loves her. God loves the brothers who just stand on the corner. God loves, he understands the hustlers and the thugs who selling the crack and the cocaine and this, that, and the third. Yeah, he keep letting you niggas go to jail. Or he let you get shot down in the street. Yeah, that God loved you right now. That God judged you as useless. He judged you as useless. He got more use for the police, of the white man's police, than he got for you. He judged you as useless. Right? That's the judgment. People don't want to accept that. God deals with governments. God deals with structured people, people of law and order, people that we once were. God not dealing with no bunch of begging Negroes in the church who on their knees praying to Jesus. That's not the real God. Y'all ain't figured that out by now? You ain't figured it out by now? You keep going through this perpetual nonsense of being on your knees begging some God, thumping on some Bible, listening to some reverend, giving them your money. But the reality is the reverend don't live like that. T.D. Jakes, I'm talking about Jesus in a robe, a linen robe. No, he don't live like that. That man's a millionaire. Creflo Dollar don't live like that. They talk about a Jesus or a God who, you know, was born in swallowing cloth, and, you know, he was born in Bethlehem, and he was, you know, he didn't have much, and his parents didn't have much, and, you know, he had his disciples, and he taught the message of God, and they're pimping a message to you about a poor God and a poor Jesus, but yet these men are millionaires, and you sitting in their congregation eating it up and giving them money. They don't believe that. They don't believe that. They're using a poor man's pimping religion, right, to sit up here and take the money out of the pockets of the people, but that comes on the people because you were judged. You people were judged to have these pulpit hustlers and preachers sit over you and suck the life out of you, just like how the white man sucks the life out of you on your damn job. He sucks the life out of you. He got you getting up here, getting up every morning, like, and you running in a damn circle, running on a damn wheel, on a rotative wheel, and you working just to pay bills. You don't even say, you can't even save enough money no more to buy no house. You got to go into debt to buy a house. You got to go into debt to buy a car. You understand? Well, you just getting up every day to pay bills. You getting up to pay your cable bill, to pay your rent, to give your money to other people. So in other words, you in virtual slavery to people. You in virtual slavery to other people. Because you getting up, like I said, if you don't get up to pay your rent, you ain't got no way to pay your rent. You're going to be in the street. You can't pay for no food. You can't put a roof over your children's head. Like I said, you in perpetual slavery. That's the judgment of God right there. Since you didn't want to serve and be in transmission with God and receive his message, you are now in submission to the beast. You submit to him. You are now in submission to him. Right? You are now in submission to him. Well, somebody asked a question in there. Why does God let these people come to the planet if he knows they will serve no purpose in the future? Well, here's the thing. These people are given a chance, right? They're given a chance to receive the intelligence of God. Right? They're given a chance to serve a purpose to God because you're always given a choice. You always hear them talking about choice in religion. You are given a choice. Right? You are given a choice. The people that come here are going to serve God, Amen, the real God, not the false god in religion, or you're going to serve man. Because what you're serving when you're doing what you're doing in religion, Christianity, Islam, and all these other religions, you're serving men. You're serving the pastor. You're serving the imam. You're serving the reverend. You're serving those people. You're not serving God. You're serving those people. You're helping them get more people into the church and give them more money. That's what you're serving. And your condition is still staying the same. You're serving these people. So you're given a choice. The majority of our people would rather serve the beast because they're disconnected from God. So they've already received the judgment on them. They're going to die going through this vicious circle. They're going to be bitter in the church. They're going to be old in the church and bitter in the church. They're going to be old listening to these evangelists. They're going to be old with their problems still. They're going to be suffering because they refuse to accept and change their life by the intelligence of God. You're given a choice, but y'all always pick the wrong answer. That's part of the judgment. See, you always pick the wrong answer. You always pick women. Like I said, with brothers supposed to be out doing what they're supposed to be doing, they choose everything else. You choose women, you choose money, you choose everything over the message. You choose your friends, everything over the message. That's why I spoke about in the book of Revelation, there'll only be a chosen few. And that was real. That are truly going to house the light of God. They house the intelligence of God. It's only a chosen few people that run the world. Your Illuminati, your secret society, all these people that run the world, it's only a few of them. It's not a lot of them. But they got so much power. Why are they allowed to have so much power? Because they're the only ones upholding the law and the order of God. They're the only ones on the planet doing it. The black man and black woman, y'all dropped the ball. So now you allowed to go up under them. You were allowed to go into slavery because you didn't want to be in control. Right? That's why that happened. People want to get mad if they don't like how that sounds because, like I said, when you give people the reality of God and you give people the reality of their situation, they don't like that. They don't like the reality of the situation. Right? They don't like the reality of the situation. And like I said, you people are sitting up here saying, there is no God. What this brother talking about? Like I said, you are the people who receive the judgment of God, and you're under the beast. You're under the beast. You are allowed to go into the beast. You people are sitting up here saying, oh, there ain't no God and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like I said, you were the people that were allowed to go into the beast. You already been judged already. You already finished. You people who are saying there is no God, you talking about metaphysics and whatnot. Like I said, that's the philosophy, the submental philosophy of the beast. You're going to go up under God. You're going to go up under these people, and you're going to keep begging them to the day you die. That's your judgment. You're going to keep begging them for sovereignty. You're going to keep begging them for civil rights. You're going to keep running to them and for reference points about metaphysics. You're going to keep running to dead books, dead images, dead symbols. Like I said, notice, you're running to dead people. You're going to keep running to people in circles over and over and over again. And that's the one thing you people got right in the conscious community when you said, yeah, to do things over and over again, expect different results is a form of insanity. That's right. So now you've been judged to be living in a perpetual world of insanity, running to the white man, running to these people looking for answers, running to them for sovereignty, running to them for knowledge, running to them for history. All you doing is sitting up here reading a bunch of useless information that can't change your condition. You black men loading up on books, you loading up on DVDs, you loading up on videos, so you putting all your mental energy into nothing. You black men buying all this Egypt, yes, brother, because it's good to know. Okay, how's that changing your life? How's it moving you forward? How's it evolving you? By the intelligence of God, by learning that. Oh, no. There you go. That's where all your mental energy go to, consuming information. Useless information in the future to come. Useless information. As black woman, I say black woman because I say she's one of ignorance, one in darkness. She tells me, I told her, I said, you know, you want to be the first thing you do and starting to receive the intelligence of God is to stop reading books from men. Stop reading books from men. And come together within the congregation of God, put down the Bible, put down the Quran, put down the cross, put down the star, put down all that stuff and start all over. She's like, oh, I don't want to, I can't read books. I went to ask her, and it slipped my mind even ask her because I already know she been judged already. She ignorant. She come to class just to listen. Then she go back out, already coming with her mind made up. But that's the people who are judged already. Their mind's already closed. But I said the thing you should be reading if you're going to pick up a book, why don't you read a book on medicine? Why don't you read a book on science? Why don't you read a book on agricultural engineering, technical things that came from God? Because that's what actually came from God through man, technical things. Agriculture, nursing, being a doctor, you know, medicine, these are the things that actually came from God through man, the technology. But I'm pretty sure she ain't going to read no medical book. She ain't going to read a book about anatomy. That's stuff that you could actually help people with in the future. You're not going to read a book on anatomy. You're not going to read a book on architecture. You're not going to read a book on science, real things, technology that came through man, not from man, but through man. You're not going to read stuff on that, right? If you want to do some reading, no, she wants to read novels. She wants to read philosophy. She wants to read books on religion and people's lives, personality-driven people. Those are the books I meant to tell the people to stop reading. The Bible and all this other nonsense. You want to read books on people's lives and personal history, dead people, living people. You more concerned about that, not the technical stuff. See, black people pick and choose what they want to read. They rather read ignorant stuff. They don't want to read the technical stuff that came through man. It didn't come from the white man. The knowledge came through the white man for the world to take up and utilize, so we can take that and receive more light from God to move forward. That's an open mind or open mindset to receive the intelligence of God. That's the first thing that starts moving us beyond judgment once we start doing that. Once we start opening our minds to God and seeing our lives for how it really is, which has been a piece of crap. Our lives here have been pure hell. We have to acknowledge that. Our lives here, once we acknowledge that, our lives here have been pure hell. Right? Once we acknowledge that, and I'm going to get our people to say that when we come to class next time, we got to acknowledge that our lives here have been pure hell. And there's nothing but pure hell waiting for us here once we go out of here, once we come into a state of mind or a state of mentality where we starting to receive the intelligence of God. That's the only way we're going to start lifting ourselves amongst the judgment, because we're living in connection. We're living in close proximity to God's intelligence, to receive his intelligence. So then before we start living above the judgment. Judgment only comes for people who are living beneath the intelligence of God. That's where the judgment comes from. And you cannot deny that we have been a people living beneath the intelligence of God, or as I always refer to it, the submental. See, the submental is controlled by the beast, by the white man, by the human. Not just him, the black humans, the white humans, the East Indian, all of them. That's all controlled, but the chief one is the white man. He controls the submental world. He controls you Negroes who want to be rappers, you Negroes who want to smoke weed all day, that want to wear the Jesus piece. He controls that world. The music industry, he controls the black woman want to shake her ass. She want to be like Sex and the City. She want to have a boyfriend, different baby. That he controls that world. Free sex. He controls that world. He controls the world of religion. He controls the Creflo Dollars and the TD Jakes. He controls those people that you want to run to. He controls your Jesus Christ that you go running to. See, he controls that image. The submental world. God is beneath all. God is above, I should say. God is above all that. God is above your Jesus. God is above your Allah, the real God. Amun is above all the things in the submental world that you want. And this is the world in which they, the ones who control it, they feed from that world. Notice they separate themselves in an intelligence community away from you. The elite, the wealthy, they don't want to live around you. They don't want to live around you. They live in gated communities amongst each other. They don't want to live around you. They the ones that's following the order of God by separating themselves from the scum of the earth, the creatures, the people that's here. And I told my people in the state of mentality, we have to start living together as a community and doing the same thing. The people who are not of God, the creatures. Because there's plenty of creatures on the planet. You got creatures, and you got those, the created, and you got those who are manifested. As I said before, the Amenic people, and the Adamic people, right? The Adamic people have already been judged. They are already damned. What does damned mean? Damned means something that you put in front of a people to keep things back, or something you in front of, like as a dam, when you dam something, you put something in front of it to keep things like water back. It's like a bridge or it's like a wall. A dam is a wall, right? A dam is a wall. The Adam people have already been judged. What is the word? What is wall spelled backwards? Wall spelled backwards is law. They've been given a law to separate them, or a wall or a dam to separate them from God's chosen people, the elect. That's the order that went out. We was not supposed to mix with these people. And I tell you people today, as Amun is reclaiming our people as the bright race, as he's sending his intelligence in this day and time to raise our people up, he's raising our people up from the black race, from amongst the black race who are damned, from amongst the white race who are damned, from amongst the East Indians, the Asians, the whole human race that are damned already, the Adamic people. They're damned. They are damned because they are not in connection with God's intelligence on earth. Even the elite were only meant to receive it for a certain point of time or a certain portion of time. That's all spoken of in your book of Revelation. And everything in the book of Revelation, I know people say, oh, he talking about from the Bible, so he knew this was religious. No. No. The book of Revelation speaks reality. It speaks about reality. It speaks about the elect or a new people coming, a chosen people. That's real. The elite today are operating as the artificially chosen people of God. But when the naturally chosen people of God start to raise up, that's it for them as well. They've already been judged, just as the whole black race has been judged. That's why you keep seeing all the things happening to our people. That's why you keep seeing the police shooting our people down. That's why you keep seeing the black man can't, he just can't, you know, embrace his brother. He got to kill his brother. He got to walk around with an evil look on his brother's face. Why is that being allowed to happen? The black woman can't keep her damn legs closed. She keep, like I said, keep having men have sex with her, have babies with her, and just leave her. Why does that keep happening? Because that's the state of mind you in. That's the state of mind you in. That's absent of the intelligence of God. That's why that continuously happens. That's why it perpetually happens with you. You keep laying with the people who are not of God, not of Amun, not the chosen people. You keep laying with the people who have been judged already, the damned people, the Adam people, or the Adam people. You keep laying with those people, and you keep thinking, well, he black like me, or we got the same skin complexion, so we the same people, blah, blah, blah. No, we not the same people. God is already choosing his people, and I keep saying that. God is already choosing his people. God is already electing his people. The intellectual is the leader of the elect. The intellectual is the leader of the elect today. What is the intellectual receiving? He's receiving the chosen communication from Amun, God, to move his people into the future. That's the whole point of him coming. So if you see these Negroes who are going back talking about sovereignty, Moorish science, Islam, antiquity, and all this nonsense, those are the people that have been judged already, man. They damned, man. Don't listen to these Negroes. They damned, man. They keep talking about going back, going back, going back. Ain't no going back. The people that keep talking about going back to the ancient ancestors, the ancient elders, those people are damned, man. They already been judged, man. They judged. They've been damned, or they've been blocked from receiving God's intelligence to move them in the future. That's why they ain't got no other choice but to run backwards. If you can't move forward, if there's a fire in the front entrance of a place, what you going to do? You're going to run it back. You're going to run backwards. But you're running to nowhere, because there is no backwards. There is no backwards. You can't come and restart Noble Drew Ali's teachings. You can't come and restart Marcus Garvey's teachings. You can't come and restart Elijah Muhammad's teachings, Dr. York's teachings. You can't restart that. That was for their time, to enlighten the people of that time. You can't come back and take the stuff that Olmecs or whoever the hell was talking about, whatever somebody in antiquity who dead, you can't take their teaching and restart that. The people that are doing that, those people have been judged already. They are disconnected. Don't listen to these people. If they picking up a cross, they picking up a star and a crescent or a six-pointed star, cut those people off, man. Cut them off. They've been judged by God. They are not of the elect. They are not of the elect. They carry the mark of the beast in their forehead, man. I don't care if they black, white, whatever race they are. They carry the mark of the beast. If they come giving you some old symbols, they already been judged not to receive the intelligence of God, because the true intelligence of God, the chosen people, are speaking a future word, a prophecy. They're not talking about old stuff. They're not talking about old things. They're not bringing old symbols. They speaking of future knowledge. And the people who don't have the future knowledge in their mouth, they got to go. The people who come in with the old mentalities, who are not taking it seriously, they're going to go. Even from amongst me, they're going to go. The people who come in with the old mentality, they got to go. If I do it, if I fall beneath the judgment of Amun and I start doing the ways of mankind, I'm going to be judged. And then I got to go. Only way you're above the judgment is if you're acting and operating as one of the elect. And the only elect are going to be gathered in the state of Mentel. That's it. It's not going to be no people outside the state of Mentel. It ain't going to be no elect outside the state of Mentel. It's not going to be no niggas sitting around here talking about Amun Ra and Amun Ray and the light of the sun and all that. No, you already been judged. You people are not of the elect. You people that are sitting around here with beards all over your face, dreads all over your head, talking about Amun Ra and my ancestors. Yo, look, man, you already been judged, man. You useless to Amun. You useless to God, man. You talking about a bunch of nonsense. You people munching on vegetables and sipping on and talking spirituality and all this. Yo, you already been judged, man. Y'all useless, man. You useless to God's future knowledge, man. You useless to house the intelligence of God's future connection coming forward. You useless, man. You people, the Israelites standing around in the street corner reading the Bible and all this other stuff, y'all useless, man. Y'all already been judged, man. And y'all know y'all been judged. That's the funny thing about it. That's why I keep saying, oh, well, nobody know where the elect going to come from. Nobody know. They know it's not coming from you. God is only dealing with the chosen. That's it. All these other people in the church, don't listen to these people in the church. Don't listen to the Creflos and the Farrakhans. Look, man, nobody's dealing with them. That's why they're running up under the Scientology. Because they already been disconnected from God. That's it. Once Elijah went, that was it. The end. He was the only one receiving intelligence at that time from God. That's it. Once these Negroes start running back in the Bible and talking about Jesus and Muhammad and all that, get away from them. Get away from them. Because no man who is receiving the intelligence of God is supposed to be taking you backwards. He's supposed to be taking you forward. Forward. He's not even supposed to be talking about Jesus no more, or Muhammad no more, or the Quran no more, or the Star and Crescent. He's supposed to be bringing you new knowledge. But that knowledge is only going to be for those people who have escaped the judgment. The ones who have been judged as being fit. So they've escaped the judgment. That's the people that are going to receive that new knowledge. Not the people who are still talking the old stuff about, yeah, going back, we got to go back, we got to get back to it. No, we ain't got to get back, we got to get forward. See, that's how that goes. We got to get forward. It's not these people in the church singing and talking about some being saved in the blood of Jesus. Get away from those people. Those people carry the mark of the beast on them. They've already been judged already. They dead already. They already been judged. Get away from those people. They don't have the mark of God in their forehead. They're not of the chosen. Especially since they talking this nonsense about God loves everybody. God loves everybody. Especially if they talking like that. They've already been judged. Get away from them. They carry the mark of the beast. They're going to try to pull you down. Get away from them. Don't have no communication with those people. Why? Because once you start having communication with them, you're going to take on their mindset. They're not here to take on your mindset. They're here to bring your mindset down. So now you're going to become like one of them. So now the word, like I said, it goes out in one ear and out the other. They've already been judged. They've already been judged. These are the people that are going to go through the perpetual hell of continuously doing the same thing over and over again in rotation. That's how Amun judge them. They're going to be under the beast. They receive the mark of the beast in their head, and they're going to keep talking about the same thing over and over and over again. But the people of Amun, they're receiving a new light to move forward. And though you might not be able to accept the light fully because you want to go back, you want to look backwards, you want to talk to the same people again, You want to go backwards. You want things to be the way they were. No, message to you, bright man and bright woman who coming out the black race who heard this message, things will never be the same again. If you came out of an old relationship, it was meant for that relationship to end. You're not going to get the way you want. God presented something different to you for a reason. He presented a new state to you. He presented a new teaching to you, a new knowledge to you for you to wake up in this day and time. So those of you who still living for the old world, like I said, y'all still got the mark of the beast on y'all. For those of y'all who y'all think this, like I said, you dealing with these women out here who are not of the bright race, who you know are not of the bright race, and you dealing with these men out here that you know are not of the bright race, who don't have the mark of God in their forehead, the mark of Ammon, like I said, you still in the world, man. You're going to carry the mark of the beast as well. The mark of Ammon will leave you. The light of Ammon will leave you, and you will go back under the beast. Because you chose to deal with his people. You chose to deal with the people of the beast, the ones who've been judged. So now you're going to be judged. Your mind must not be right if you're going to deal with these people after you heard this teaching, after you heard this message and it resonated with you and it made sense with you, but you're going to go backwards? What does that say about you? You're not fit. You're not fit. You're not fit. You've been judged. We'll be right back.
Don't bail.
We have to separate ourselves. And see, me just saying that is not good enough. I'm seeing me saying that is not good enough. We have to separate ourselves. Even the people who are members of the state of Mentel who are coming amongst me and bearing witness to this truth, bearing witness to this as the truth, because it's not my truth. I mean, it's not my truth. It is the truth, beyond the shadow of a doubt. It is the truth. It's not no many truths. There's only one truth. See, Amen, God is not going to bring no many different truths, because many different truths is only confusion. Many different truths are only confusion. When the Messiah comes, right, he's going to bring, and I'm speaking of myself, yeah, the Messiah is going to give one truth. The Messiah is going to bring one truth, and it's going to resonate sensibly with the people. The people who will say, oh, well, that don't sound right. Like I said, these are the people of judgment. These are the people who are not going to be able to hear the truth. They're going to ignore the truth. They're going to look for many different lies from the beast. They're going to look for other things. Well, maybe it could mean this, and they're going to go back into the philosophy of the beast. They're going to go, well, what about metaphysics? Well, what about Morris science? Well, what about, you know, panspermia? Or what about this? It doesn't have to be a god. I don't believe in the thing of a god. I don't think we just got here by accident. Like I said, these people already been judged already as ignorant. They've already been judged as ignorant. They've already been judged as ignorant. Right? They've already been judged as ignorant. So they will receive no intelligence. They will receive no intelligence. Right? They will receive no intelligence. So God will continue to be a mystery to them. They will sit up here and say there is no God. They will say there is no God, because that's coming from their own ego. And it's coming from their absence of God's intelligence. That's a fool. That's a fool. That's like somebody saying, you know, you can jump in water and breathe underwater when people know you'll drown in water. That's a reality of what will happen if you submerge yourself in water. God is a reality, not a religious belief. God is a reality. Right? But a lot of our people don't want to see that. They don't want to hear that. Those are the people that have already been judged already. They're not supposed to hear it. They're not supposed to see it. Just like when death comes amongst them, they're not going to hear it. They're not going to see it. They'll be someplace where they're not supposed to be, and death just comes amongst them. It'll come amongst them. They're not going to have the senses to feel danger anymore. Their senses will start to die. They're not going to understand or have the senses to know that they're around the wrong people. They're not going to have the senses. They'll lay up with the wrong man, and this guy will smile at them. He'll be cool with them and whatnot, and that'll be the guy to give them AIDS. Right? You'd be like, damn, she was a good sister. She was a good woman. Obviously, she was judged by God as not being good. She was good for nothing. That's why she got AIDS. Her senses were down because she just wanted to be with somebody. She wanted to lay with somebody. She wanted to feel like she needed to be with somebody. She didn't want the man that was designated for her to be with. She didn't want the man. Or he didn't want the woman that it was designated for him to be with. So now his senses are down. He open to every woman now. Right? And that woman that smiled on his face, the woman with the fat behind and whatnot, or the guy who, you know, he a thug, or he talked that slow. He just was nice to her. He said whatever to her. He's a decent guy. And she laid down with him. That's the guy who smiled and got in and gave her the AIDS, or gave her another baby that she going to have for the rest of her life that she can't get rid of and whatnot. That's the guy that's going to mess up her life over and over again. Her senses go down. That's the first sign when you're a judge. Your senses go away. Your senses start to become dull. That's the first sign of judgment. See, because when you have your senses sharp, when you are making judgments, or you're allowed to make judgments, when you're seeing things not from an emotional standpoint, but from the right standpoint, the mental standpoint of that higher principality, when you're able to see certain things, then what happens? What happens? You're moving in a state of evolution above judgment. You're moving in a state of evolution above judgment as one of God's chosen people, as one of his elect. Right? You ever notice what, I'm going to show you something funny. You ever notice how the white man says, the ones in power, the elite, they say, I'm above the law. The elite are above the law. They are above the law of man. They're not above the law of Amun. Oh, well, you know, in certain senses they are. They're allowed to do what they do on the planet. They're allowed to kill. They're allowed to murder. They're allowed to do all the things they do to kill off people because they're serving God when they do that. Now, that sounds funny when I say that. People say, oh, brother, how are you going to say serving God by killing off people and allowing people to die and famine and drought and stuff like that? Those are the people that God don't want no more. Those are the people God don't want on the earth anymore who were allowed to breed, right? They were the people who were allowed to breed until they bred themselves out. They were given a chance. See, every time you're given life, you're given a chance. When you are manifested, you start off as the manifestation on the planet, so, and you're given a thinking mind, so you're given a chance. You're given a chance. You are given a chance. And the choice you make is predestined, but you're still given a chance. You have that moment to decide, do I want to go with the elect, and do I want to cooperate with the elect and work in the interest of Amun, God? Do I want to work in the interest of Amun to uplift my people, or do I want to stay with the beast? Do I want to work in the interest of Amun, or do I want to stay with the beast? What do I want to do? What do I want to do? Do I want to work in the interest of Amun, or do I want to stay moving amongst the beasts? I want to only come in when I want to feel like it, and I want to treat it like church. God don't work like a church. The intelligence of God, the congregation of God, the covenant of God, the state of God is not a church. When the white man says he's above the law, he really means it. And he is above the law, the elite. The elite are above the law. They're allowed to be in power and set power over man simply because they're keeping the law and the order of God. When you keep the law and order of God, you're allowed to be over man. You're allowed to make judgment over man. You come into power. Was that not so with our people in Egypt, the pharaohs, the priests of Amun? They were above the law. They were above the judgment because they were the ones keeping man and woman in line, the populace in line. That's why the white man is allowed to do what he does on the planet. And you black men don't understand that. All you can do is sit around here and bitch and moan and call the white man the devil and he evil and he in power and this, that, and the third. Why is he in power? Why is he in power? He's in power because you black men refuse to stand up and be responsible. You black women refuse to stand up and be responsible. You go out here and screw, lay up, open your legs and screw and have babies that you can't take care of. Then you decide you want somebody to take care of your babies for you. You want to run under welfare. You want to pray for God to make things better when you was out here being a whore. Let's be for real here. This is judgment. People don't want to hear judgment. They don't want to hear the reality. You want to run to them. And they say, okay, we'll take care of you. We'll give you a check. Until they don't want to no more. You don't use that check to get yourself together. You don't try to clean yourself up and get yourself together. Because people will listen to me and say, oh, the intellectual Nubian Menkaure, he being hard on the brothers and sisters. He being hard. You deserve to be, you need to be hard, have some hardness put on you. We're not going to sit around here and tell you to lie to you and talk about the black man as God. We're not going to sit over here and talk about the sisters as goddesses. We're not going to sit over here and lie to you or call you a queen when you've been acting like a whore. We're not doing that. We're going to tell our people the truth. We're going to give our people the judgment. Even I'm not above the judgment if I'm not doing the work. We got to be real with each other. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, Amun. That's how this works. If we're not doing the right thing, then we got to correct ourselves. But the black man and black woman don't want correction because they still in that black mentality. They still in that black mind state. The whole point of correcting you is so that you get in line, get in order with what you're supposed to do. We're supposed to be like an army of God. We're supposed to be observing protocol. Not know, oh, well, I don't feel like doing this, or I don't feel like doing this, or I'm this, nah. It don't work like that. See, the The elite, they don't talk like that. The elite, they don't take days off. The elite, they don't stop controlling the world. They stay up day and night dictating things about your life, making sure cities is built, making sure services provided, making sure you got this, making sure you got that. They have stepped in as the providers of your creature comforts. In essence, they've stepped in as your gods. They kept the law and the order of God. Y'all not. You Israelites up here thinking keeping the law of God is just sitting around here and obeying some damn sacraments on Saturday or some Sabbath and eating some lamb on some special day. No, that's not keeping the law and the order of God. You understand that? That's not keeping the law and order of God. What's keeping the law and the order of God is making sure everybody else stays in line and being in judgment over these people as God's hammer. As God's hammer. As God's enforcement on earth. But you've been taken out of that order because you don't even keep the order. You can't get along with each other. So you were taken out of order. You were taken out of power. And you were replaced. You were that burnt out light bulb that was taken out of the socket. And another light bulb was put in your place. That's how that works. You were a burnt out light bulb. So all that stuff you sitting around here talking about, oh, we was ancient Egypt in the ancient day, we did this and we did that. That's the talk of a burnt out light bulb. What is Egypt doing? I mean, what is Israel doing today? I tell you what Israel doing today. They on YouTube cursing each other out. That's what they doing. Yeah. These are the chosen people of God. What are the Christians doing today? They out here participating in homosexuality and lesbianism. All the things that are against God, the real God, Amen. But Jesus, he okay with that. And you know what? Jesus, Jupiter, Zeus, he is okay with that. The Greco-Roman God is okay with homosexuality and lesbianism. So they're not lying to you. The Greeks and the Romans were gays and lesbians. So they follow gay and lesbian gods that they created. So what is Jesus but a Greek Greco-Roman God? Christ would be okay with homosexuality. Yeah. The false God would be okay with homosexuality. Right? The Arabs, they okay. Allah is okay with hashish smoking and all that. Because Prophet Muhammad was smoked out his mind on hashish when he claimed he had a vision of Allah. They okay with that. They okay with slavery of your people. They was allowed to put your people in bondage. Right? That's okay. That is okay. Our people don't want the reality. They don't want the reality of God. You black men are sitting around here making this hip-hop music, talking about shooting each other and nigga this and nigga that. You got the mark of the beast on you, man. All you doing is talking about death still. To this day, you still talking about death. To this day, you still talking about death, killing another black man. Nigga this, nigga that. You still talking about that. You black men in a state of perpetual ignorance. The Israelites still talking about the old days and technologies from the devil. What? Like I said, these are the people that are ignorant of the intelligence of God, and that is their judgment to be under man continuously. It is their judgment to sit up here and hate the white man and curse him out and then go to work for him 5 days a week. That's hell. You sitting up here calling the white man the devil and this, that, and the third, but then you got to serve him 5 days a week for your daily bread. Right? You black women got to sit up here and pray to God to save you, and you still going in lane with the same niggas from the hood or from the same mentality, same nigga, same one. You got to put a baby in you, so it's the same perpetual ignorance over and over and over again. That's the hell. It was like this, I remember I was watching this broadcast on this show called Twilight Zone, right? And this gangster, he died, right? He got shot down, he died, and he ended up in a place where, you know, he kept, you know, doing the same things he was doing when he was alive. He kept going to the casino, he kept having women with him and all this other stuff, laying up, screwing, he had women with him, the casino, this, that, and the third, over and over again, and he kept winning money and stuff like that, and he was having nice cars, nice apartment, everything. He had liquor, he had food, everything he wanted. Over and over and over again. Same thing, same, whatever he wanted. Over and over and over again. And the guy that provided for him, he was calling this guy. He thought this guy was an angel. He's like, and he said to the guy, he said, you know, He said, I don't think I belong, because he's thinking this is heaven. He said, I don't think I belong here. He said, I keep doing the same thing over and over again. You know, I'm winning money. I got the women. I got this, that, and the third. And I keep doing the same thing over and over again. I'm tired. I'm bored of this. I can't take this no more. He said, maybe I don't deserve to be in heaven. Maybe I need to be in the other place. He said, what made you think this was heaven? This is the other place. That was some profound thing, right? That was profound. Meaning the Latin monotony of the same thing over and over again, where there is no newness, where there is nothing new coming through to you from beyond the sun. You Negroes who sit up here and say this nonsense about there's nothing new under the sun, you already been judged already. You already got the mark of the beast on you. There is no new intelligence coming from God for you. You already been judged. You Negroes who still, like I said, you 40, 50 years old, you still saying the same thing, you still talking the same nonsense, still talking about chasing shorties, still talking about watching football games, playing video games, still talking madness and stupidity, or maybe you might have read a couple of books. You already been judged, man. You already been judged. That you in hell. And you're going to die in a state of ignorance. You already been judged. True enlightenment and true bliss is receiving the intelligence of God and becoming a new people. That is true enlightenment, and that is true bliss. Right? And those are the people who are not ready to find our people and bring that about in them. Those are the people who are not ready to find our people and bring that about in them. You've already been judged. I'm going to allow my people to judge themselves. I'm going to allow my people to judge themselves. Right? That's the exercise we're going to have in the state of mentality. I'm going to allow my people to judge themselves. When they do something that is not right, they got to judge themselves according to their deed in order to receive passage back. Or should I say forward? That just came. They got to judge themselves. Like I said, you going out here and you looking at these people, they're already gone. They're dead already. The people you going back to, the people you going out to, the people you sitting here talking to, the people you in school with, they're dead already. They're dead. You will die with them. You will die in a state of ignorance with them. And now I know our people say, well, everybody got to die sometime. You ain't going to die, brother, what you trying to say? You ain't going to die? We all going to die? No, we ain't all going to die. The elect is not going to die. The elect will not die. God's chosen people will not die. Why will they not die? It's not no religious belief. Why will they not die? Simple. Would you throw out a good battery? Would you throw out a good light bulb? No, because you could always reuse that light bulb. That light bulb or that good battery will always be of use to you. That's why God's people, his elect, his chosen, will never die, because they are the best battery. They are the best light bulb. They can go anywhere on the planet or beyond the planet to other solar systems and teach and operate. That's why God's people will never die. Because why they will receive eternal life is because they can always operate and function, take orders from God and receive his intelligence and his supreme power wherever they are. So they will pass through this world, but their genetic makeup and who they are, the essence of who they are, their soul, their mind, and even the portion of their body in their genetic and their DNA will return. They will return. And they will do what it is they were called to do when they were here the last time. Nubian Menkaures was already here. Nubian Menkaures was already in Egypt teaching. Nubian Menkaures was already a pharaoh. I was there already. I came down here with my people. And I'm still operating in the same capacity as I was when I was there back then, bringing my people forward in the past and bringing them forward into the future. I'm still operating in the same capacity, and I'm finding my people who were there in that time, and they're going to be operating in the same capacity too, because you all were meant, when you came in tune with this knowledge, to be a part of this new station that is being set up on earth of God, of Amun. So you're supposed to be operating in that capacity. You're not supposed to be amongst those who have been judged. You're not supposed to be amongst those who are judged. That's why I said, I go back to the Noah story. Like I said, those stories are symbolic. They mean something. It's talking about a people who are chosen to be the new or the renewed people who are moving forward by way of God's intelligence, who he will create a new or bring about a manifest or bring about a new manifestation of life through these people. And the old people who he can't do that with, he lets dies. He lets that energy pass off. He cannot do anything with those people. And you cannot have old people and new people in the same place inhabiting the same thing. One has to go. One has to go. You can't have many different teachings. There can only be one teaching. That's it. Teaching. One order. Don't fall for this nonsense where the white man introduce all these different teachings and all this confusion in the world, because that's all he's doing is introducing confusion, that which is against God. God only gives one law, one order. And it's not Christianity. It's not Islam. It's not all these other things that people are following. Because all that is about the confusion. God only gives one law and one order. And they following the one law and the one order. Why they getting you to follow the confusion? Why they getting you to follow metaphysics, Egyptology, Pan-Africanism, Islam, Christian, whatever. Buddhism, whatever the hell they getting you to follow, they not following that. The elite that are in power, that are controlling everything, they following one law and one order. One law and one order. Our people, they don't want to hear that. They want to have choices. They want to be like, well, that's my philosophy. Ain't none of it your philosophy. None of it. But you people who are stuck like this, you already been judged. So when you see what happened with Trayvon Martin, when he got shot down by the police, that was already judgment. That was already written in prophecy. That was supposed to happen. Don't get mad at the white man. Don't get mad at him. That was prophecy. That was supposed to happen. If God didn't want that to happen, it wouldn't have happened. They wouldn't have put that on the white man. That wasn't a white man. He was a sacrifice to wake you Negroes up, and it still didn't wake you Negroes up. Some of it it did. Some of you it woke up. That's all his life would serve, to do that. That's all the life would serve to do that. That was the judgment right there. That was his judgment. Right? That a father would lose his son. That a lot of you black men will get shot down in the ghettos in America. That's the judgment from God. That's it. That's the judgment from God, that you women will sit up here and you'll have all these babies and you'll be sitting up here in judgment, or you'll sit up here and get STDs or whatever the hell is going to happen to you because you keep doing the same thing over and over again. You thought you would have learned the first time or the last time. You still ain't learned. You still haven't learned. You still want to be in the world. Still want to be in the world. You still want to chase the women. You still want to do this. You still want to do that. You want to be in the world. See? That's the mentality of the people. That's the people who carry the mark of man in their forehead, not the mark of God, not the mark of Ammon. See? We in the age of the elect right now. We in the age of the 144,000 right now. They being raised. And you're going to have people that's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's a bunch of BS. Ain't no 144,000. Well, that's what they're supposed to say because they got the mark of the beast on them. They already been judged. They're not part of the 144,000. They've already been judged. That's it. They've already been judged. That's it. We'll be right back. not the world, or it's not supposed to be the world of the people. It's supposed to be the world of God. And it is always the world of God. It is always the world of God. You're supposed to be operating as the authority on the planet. See? You're supposed to be operating as the authority on the planet. See? Whose world is this? This is God's world. This is Amun's world. And he allows two types to exist in this world. Those who are the manifested and those who are the created. Right? Now, the created, they are running the world right now by way of God's approval, by way of God's permission. They are running the world right now. Like I said, something could come or something could happen to flip this whole thing around, and the white man will no longer be in power. He knows that's a possibility. He knows. But he keeps it improbable, right? By keeping the people ignorant, the people who are actually supposed to be running things, he keeps them ignorant. Right? And they keep themselves ignorant. They keep themselves separate from receiving God's intelligence. Why? Because when you receive God's intelligence, this forces you to be responsible, committed. You have to be committed to doing a job. You have to be committed to doing a job. See, with our people, they want to be half-ass committed. See, but the white man was committed to doing a job, and he stayed committed. He stayed on the job every day. He stays on the job every day. He don't let nothing stand in the way of him doing his job, governing, controlling. He lets nothing stand in his way as the created. Though he is not the chosen, right? He is the select for now to do the job. Because the job has to be done. He's doing the job right now. That's why he's in power. That's why he received the intelligence of God, the technology and all the things that we were supposed to receive. But we didn't receive it because we didn't want to commit. We didn't want to commit to housing the intelligence of God. Once you commit to housing the intelligence of God, nothing else matters. Nothing. Nothing else matters. Once you commit to housing the intelligence of God, your family don't matter no more, right? Your jobs, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, none of that matters anymore. It becomes really small. And you see how small it gets, how small these people get, because usually you're put in a situation. You're put in a situation where you're going to see how small these people are. The very people that you put over the Most High, the very people that you put over God, Amun, right? Amun always allows you to see how small these people are. Amun always allows you to see how these people are nothing, how they'll betray you, how they'll stab you in the back in a heartbeat. Amun always allows that. When you sit up here and you get personality driven, when you focus on people, Amun always allows you to see the depravity of these people, the real people who they are. He allows that. And you like, damn. You know, I did all this for this person, I did that for this person, and they still stabbed me in the back. Amun allows you to see that when you put these people before Amun. He allows you to see how small these people actually are. And how great Amun is. See, because once you start going off of your course or steering off of your path, these people are going to disrespect you anyway. People got more respect for you when you don't put any energy into them. They got more respect for you when you don't. It's like the guy that chased the women. The guy who chases the women, he never gets the women. The guy who don't give a damn about the women, he gets all the women. The guy who don't put no real emphasis into the women, he gets all the women. Because his energy is elsewhere. Right? His energy is elsewhere. The people who put their energy into chasing things that don't matter, right? In this world, they've already been judged. They've already been judged. And that's why I say when we, you know, when we out and about and we teaching and things like that, I'm like, you know, it's like we actually weighing through dead bodies. We have to push through dead bodies to find our people. We have to push through dead bodies. Well, people say, well, brother, where's the, you know, where's the compassion for the people? We don't got no compassion for the people. God ain't got no compassion for the dead. God steps over the dead. He allows his intelligence to move beyond them to the people who want it. The white man wanted God's intelligence. He wanted it. He wanted the light. The Freemasons, the Illuminati, they wanted the light of God, and they received it, and they were willing to do whatever it took. Receive that. They cooperated with each other. They came together. They put nothing ahead of the order, and that's why they're in power today. The black man ain't going to do that. The black woman ain't going to do that. That's why you don't have anything. That's why you're not in power. That's why you serve the beast. That's why you got to get up in the morning and go to work and pay your bills, and you got to sit up here and give your money to the electric bill, the cable bill, the light, whatever, the mortgage, the rent. That's all you live for. You live to pay bills. You live to pay bills. That's your life. Your rent, your cable, your mortgage, your little clothes that you can afford, your little creature comforts. Your little technology, they let you get a little bit of money for your technology so you can buy your creature comforts. They crafted this out very well. They already made out a budget on how you're going to spend your money. They already budgeted out your money for you, like children. They give you. That's why they give you the minimum wage, or they raise the wage ever so often, knowing damn well that you can't really live on the wage, but they give you minimum wages or raise the wages like children getting allowance. That's really how they do it. Meanwhile, they got all the money. They got more money than they ever going to spend in a lifetime. You ain't going to never see that. You just hoping to get your little minimum wage or your little above wage jobs, right? Little above wage jobs, your little meager finances just so you can keep your creature comforts. That's all you hope to get in life. And that's all you end up getting in life. Even you Negroes who got millions of dollars, all that is a bunch of crumbs off the white man's table. That's nothing to him. That's nothing. That is nothing to him. I'm talking about the elite. That's nothing to them. They ferret out the money. They give out the little bit of money. They ferret the money out like a parent giving their child allowance. That's how they give you your minimum wage. It's the same thing. And you were allowed to go up under them and be treated like that because you disobeyed the intelligence of God. You didn't want the light of God. Even when I'm trying to give my people the light of God now, they still think I'm playing games. I got people coming around me when they want to. You should be coming around me as a need, as the desire, as if this is air, this is light. This word, this message of Amen is supposed to take on, like it's supposed to become like air to you. That's how you're supposed to see it. Not as, oh, I'll get it when I get the chance. Or what else is there? You still got other interests? Really? All my interests had to fall to the side. I don't got no friends. I don't want no friends. I don't want no friends. Y'all still got other interests in the world? Are you serious? Here, God's light is on the world right now, waiting to come in contact with his elect or his chosen, and our people got the chance to decide whether they want to be with God or whether they want to be with the beast, and the majority of our people are going to go with the beast. They're already gone. They're gone. They're done. Those brothers who you sit down with, you sisters, you sit down to my, yeah, well, he seemed like he a bright brother. Put him to the test. Sit him down and listen to my radio broadcast. You'll be able to read or talk to him for a minute. You'll be able to see if he really bright. Because that'll be the nigga that's going to destroy your life. He just trying to get in your pants. Or sit that sister down that you think, oh, yeah, she's got knowledge. She's conscious. No, this ain't for the conscious people. The conscious people, I have the mark of the beast on them as well. Because all them niggas want to do is see people arguing and debating and fighting about nothing. They got the mark of the beast on them as well. All your so-called conscious people. Your black power people, your Pan-African people. They got the mark of the beast on them as well, man. Amen already judged them. God judged them already. God is all-knowing. Amen is all-knowing because Amen exists in every time frame of this planet and beyond. So Amen already knows. And they already know they've been judged. That's why they're not trying. Their only thing right now is just to try to pull you down. They're not even trying to hear because they can't hear it. They already chose not to, or they said, look, you know, it's too much work. You know how Negroes do. It's too much work to try to, you know, bring this up. A lot of our people are inherently, they carry the mark of the beast in them. So, you know, you'll try to explain something to them and it'll make perfect sense to you, but they're just not going to get it. It's not going to go through. They're not opening up to receive it because they got the mark of the beast on them. They serve the beast. That's it. So don't waste your time with these people. Do not waste your energy with these people. Do not have no communication with these people. I tell you that right now. Do not have no communication with these people, and you'll see how strong your mind comes and your intelligence comes. I tell my people we need to be separating ourselves and living amongst each other more and more, the elect, the free mentalists. We need to be coming amongst each other, the mentalists. We need to be coming amongst each other and, like, depending on each other like a family, because that's all we got out here. The rest of these Negroes, they ain't the family, man. They're not our family. The elect are only going to find family amongst the elect. The 144,000 are only going to find themselves amongst each other. That's it. We in the era of the 144,000. We in that age. We in that era. A lot of our people think it's a joke. A lot of our people think it's a joke. We in the age of the elect, the 144,000. And because we are in the age of the 144,000 elect, many people will try to pull you away from that message. Many people will try to place you under judgment of man, of the submental man. People already carry the mark on them. They've already been judged by God. What you see going on in the black neighborhood, in the black community, the murder, the death, the drug dealing, all that, that's the judgment of God right there. When you see our people under the white man and serving the beast and all the things, the slavery, everything we went through, that's the judgment of God. That was a curse. It was. Why? Not because of our skin color and our hair and all that nonsense. No, that was the blessing. Which was the curse was that we didn't want to listen to God no more. We trusted people. We put people before God. We mixed our seed. We broke the laws. We mixed our seed with the humans. We allowed them to supplant us. We got sloppy. That's why we're in the state we're in right now, state of ignorance. You know? The elect have constantly come back to the planet. The elect has come back to the planet in this day and time. It started with the building up in the last century under the Nation of Islam when God started making his connection with us again. He started when, you know, the message was going out, the frequency of God, or Amun, was going through the planet, and it was going to Garvey first. Went to Garvey first, but Garvey couldn't carry it. He was the forerunner. Went somewhat to Drew Ali, but it went stronger to Elijah Muhammad. And he housed that intelligence of God. Then it went to Dr. York, who housed it. And now it's continuing in me. This was to raise the frequency of the elect, and that we were supposed to be continuing forward, and we were supposed to be dropping out of old things in order to renew ourselves. The elect started making their way back to the planet as of last millennium, as of the last millennium. They started making their way back to the planet. Their frequency started to build up in our people, right? And like I said, I brought that thing up about J. Edgar Hoover. We talked about we have to keep an eye out for a black messiah. Funny, he was the first one that started monitoring Marcus Garvey and they movements. Right? And all these people wanted to do was go back to Africa. That's it. All they wanted to do was go back to Africa. Right? But it wasn't destined for our people to go back to Africa. Because you see Africa today. That's why Garvey's movement had to fall. Because we wasn't supposed to end up all back in Africa. You see what's happening in Africa today. Right? You see what's happening in Africa today. Our people are not in control in Africa. The white man is in control. The Arabs, the East Indians are in control, even if it's a planet, the so-called Africans over there. The majority of the Africans, the minute-looking, bold-looking Africans, are not our people anyway. So, that is it. We had a good reception Sunday. We had a very good reception at the Illuminati Conference. And the next one will be on December 29th. We'll be promoting for that. All right? I'm going to go ahead and read these questions before I go. those of you who are just hearing my broadcast, like I said, it's going to resonate with the chosen few. It's going to resonate. It's not meant to be for everybody, right? That's why you got people and you got extraordinary people. Have black people already been judged by God? Yes. Yes, indeed. Black people have already been judged by God, right? However, the elite, the bright ones who I keep referring to who are coming out of the black race, you are open to receive God's intelligence. However, if you are not going to receive God's intelligence, then you're going to go back up under the black race and you're going to be judged by God and you will die with the black race. The black race is dying right now. Whenever you got a people who are not moving forward, who are not advancing, who are not evolving, who are not moving forward in their minds and their way of thinking and their ability to cooperate with each other, if they keep saying the same thing over and over and over again, same teaching, same philosophy, nothing has changed. And meanwhile, you got these people going to other planets and they're controlling the governments and all these things on the earth. What is that telling you about our people, so-called black people? They're dead. They're not receiving the technology or the intelligence of God, so they're dead. These are the people that are supposed to have been receiving the intelligence of God, but it's going to happen in that chosen few. But that chosen few has to make that decision, that hard choice, which you feel is a hard choice to make, which is the separation from amongst the black race. Your family members, your children, whatever, you have to separate from them because they're not going to receive it. A lot of them are not going to receive it. You got to let them go. Let them go so that we can move forward. When did this happen? This happened back in Egypt. That was the last dynasties when we allowed the white man and all these people to come in, when we were in rulership in Egypt and Sumeria and Nubia, all these places for thousands of years. Then we allowed the white man to come in. We started mixing our seed with these people. We went under control of them because we broke the laws of God, which was not to mix our seed with these people, not to be with these people, not to cohabitate with these people. And y'all did it. You laid with the beast. Now you got the mark of the beast on you. You mixed your seed with the beast. Now you got the mark of the beast on you. Now it's time to clean up. Clean up or get out. When did this, what is the judgment? The judgment is the disconnect from God, the mental disconnect from God. That's why our people are in the state they're in right now. And all the sovereignty, all the money, all the stuff you keep talking about is going to solve the problem. These simple-minded niggas out here teaching in the conscious community about the sovereignty and the money and the Bible and the Quran and the ancient antiquities, none of that's going to help our people. None of that's going to help our people. Look at Oprah Winfrey. She a billionaire. Look at Jay-Z. He a billionaire, a millionaire, on his way to Tyler Perry, a billionaire. Can they help you? Can they help black people? No. There's nothing they can do. They can't help you. That money they got will help them. All it's doing is all they doing with that money is buying stuff and consuming. That's it. Can't help them. They can't help you. Why did the judgment happen? The judgment happened because we disobeyed the orders of God. We disobeyed the law and the order of God, which we were supposed to embody as the living manifestations of Amun on earth. We disobeyed it, and we mixed our seed with the creation, which we were told not to do. Several times, if you want to talk about your Bible, it's all in there several times. We're talking about the people. We were not supposed to mix our seed. And you see that by our hair, by our skin, that we were supposed to be a different manifestation from those who are in creation. We were not supposed to mix with them. That's why the white man, like I said, had he not been racist, he was supposed to be racist like he was, because that was supposed to help. By his racism, it kept our seed pure somewhat. By him being racist, it helped to keep our seed pure because we weren't supposed to be mixing with them anyway. That's why they disrespect our people, because we want to be up under everybody. We want to mix our seed. There's no pride from our people right now. None. Right? When will the judgment be lifted? The birth of the bright race is when the judgment will be lifted, when the 144,000 are being raised like now. That's the raising of the judgment. That's the raising of the judgment in this day and time, the 144,000. That is Amun having mercy or compassion, if you want to say, on our people. If you want to call that mercy and compassion, he's having mercy and compassion on our people, giving our people one last chance, and that is through the elect of the 144,000 spoken of in the book of Revelation. And that is it. Raw and uncut. I am the intellectual Nubian Menkarays. This has been State of Mental Radio. Join us Wednesday night for the next broadcast. Good night.